All right, Cole Seeley, Seattle, nice start. Ran up front for a bit. Probably not where didn't end up where you wanted to, but steps made, positive steps made.
Yeah, a little bit. It's tough, kind of swallowing that. But yeah, like you said, I felt really good up front, like really comfortable for like 5 minutes. I was actually like yo-yoing with Kenny and Marvin there for a little bit, like catching, and then they'd pull me, and then I'd catch back up. So it was that was actually really good, like. Very positive to take away from that. And then halfway through I kind of started to feel it, like I just don't have the fitness I used to right now. I'm still building on it. Like I took so much out of my program last year when I was off the bike for 6 months, so it's tough. But
kind of knew it was coming a little bit.
And then with like 5 minutes to go, I forget who passed me, but I got a rock to the thumb and it's all swollen now. But I was so hard to hold on the whoops, and I was really struggling there. But there are some positives, but it's tough. I mean, these nights, like looking at podium position and then fading all the way back that far is really hard to swallow. But we'll keep inching away at that and just figure out the last 5 minutes, really.
I thought you were killing the whoops early, blitzing them, and then when you got tired or when the whoops got broke down, it almost looked like you didn't know how to jump through them as good as other guys.
Yeah, I didn't. I was trying, but
it's weird for me because isn't it like super easy? Or?
No, it was really hard because you'd triple in and then it was like ruts,
yeah.
And then it was like it just like the cups. It was like hitting little dragons' backs every time. It wasn't easy. I thought it was going to be easier to do that and more time consuming, but yeah, it was tough. It was tough to figure out. I need to go home and work on that.
Yeah, because the blitzing was good for you early on.
Yeah, it was really good. Like I was making up like half a second a lap right there, and then holding my own. But yeah, it was, as soon as we had to jump through them, I was kind of lost out there. But all in all, I just need to really figure out the last like 5-7 minutes, and then it's going to be a complete and a good main event.
The good thing is I don't recall you ever having a start like that this year. I think that might have been the best one, and that's how you kind of learn and get better, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. I haven't really put myself in a position to do well, and just even running up there for that long is that's experience points right there. So I'm learning, and every time I can walk away and learn something and be better than I was last weekend, I guess is a positive. But man, it's like I said, I'm used to like getting a good start and staying up there, that's my usually like how it goes, like last year and the year before. But so to get a good start and then fade is, that's hard for me, really hard.
Yeah, I guess you're frustrated out there, but you know how you're going to go, right? You know how it's going to go. It's not like it's catching you by surprise.
No, it's not. Yeah, and the deeper I get into it, the more I realize, how behind the eight ball I was. And I didn't have time. I didn't have time to prepare for the season. I did what I could, and we managed the time as best we could, but it's just hard. It's like taking 6 months out of your life, and then 2 months of that was in a wheelchair, and 4 months of it was off the bicycle. So it's like so much of that adds up, and it's just hard to have that base and have that structure that I had before.
You've raced Seattle a lot. Were you out there thinking, is this Anaheim or Seattle? It's the weirdest track conditions for Seattle.
I know. That's what I haven't ran handguards in like 5 years, and we threw handguards. I got a rock to the thumb. It's all swollen. I couldn't hang on. But yeah, it was crazy. Like going up to the triple, it's like full wheel spin the whole time. And usually, like we're on track walk, and it's like a sponge. Yeah. Like you step one spot, and like 5 feet away from you, you see like an air pocket come up. So definitely not typical. Which is it's good. I mean, I'd rather race in a little harder, drier conditions than the wet sponge.
All right, well, baby steps from here. Thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thank you. Cool.